Hi, this is Kevin Eastman, co-creator of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and president and publisher of Heavy Metal Magazine, and you're listening to The Action Room.
Fans, action addicts, action listeners, action withdrawal symptom people.
AAs.
AA. There's Alcoholics Anonymous and there's Action Room Listeners Anonymous. So thank you for going to the 12-step meetings for Action Listeners Anonymous. We're here to provide you with your weekly fix. This is the Action Room where pop culture lives. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson and I'm an action addict.
Afua, oh my God, look at her. Her hands are trembling. I think you should check into the rehab clinics that Britney Spears can't stay at for more than 24 hours. So we got a great show for you. Thank you again for listening. This is our 8th episode.
Yay.
2007, the year that Action Room and our mascot Egg the Chicken take over the media universe. Howard Stern is king of all media, but soon Action Room will bump him off that slot.
That's
Egg the Chicken, by the way.
Hello.
You'll be hearing a lot from Egg the Chicken in the coming years.
Vote for me.
Yes, he's running for president. So this week, we've got a special interview that we got at last week's New York Comic Con with Kevin Eastman, who is the co-creator of the famous Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle phenomenon.
Yay!
And we have a great interview with Kevin, very nice friend of the show and a terrific guy. Also multi-talented because he doesn't just do turtles. He's also the head of Heavy Metal, the famous magazine. And but before we talk about Kevin, we're just going to talk, as we do sometimes, a little bit about what's going on with us personally. Now, what's interesting, when you do a show like this, radio personalities, people like Howard Stern, or when you talk about your personal life on the air, once you actually start building an audience and people are actually listening other than us
and our families
here in the Action Room studio, you get to a point where you almost have
Tony,
to...
I just want to tell you, I don't listen.
Michael does not listen. He edits the shows and then abstains from listening. Afua, how have you found the experience of having to censor ourselves? Like, I can't talk about certain people I date or sensitive topics because what if they listen that week and then I get in trouble?
Yeah, this world is so small. Going to the convention last week, I saw about 4 people I dated. I kind of sound a little...
Afua has dated everyone in the comic industry.
Shut up! I have not.
We kind of have to watch what we're saying, and someday, I bet, we're going to screw up. And someday we're going to let something slip, and an important person in our life will forever hate us for it. So, now, Afua, your convention experience last week was also marred or inhibited a bit by your tooth problems, I heard.
Yeah, half my face was swollen. I need a tooth extraction. And for the past, 2 weeks...
That's painful.
Yeah, yes.
What have you done for this tooth pain?
Well, I've had to bounce around from dentist to dentist, going from an endodontist to an orthodontist.
Ooh,
to
this is the scientific now, portion of the show, folks.
An oral surgeon. I'm smart.
An endodontist and a periodontist?
A pterodactyl and a brontosaurus.
And a brontosaurus and an orthopod. Get out the dictionary,
and
folks.
And a TIE fighter. And they couldn't help me. I just kept going from place to place.
Okay.
And so I spoke to my father, and he was like, why don't you call up Dr. Lyons? And I'm like... I couldn't find him in the Yellow Pages anywhere. Right. And he's like, oh, well, you know he's listed under Dr. Toothy.
Dr. Toothy, ladies and gentlemen.
He's on Mott Street. I think he's actually a pretty good dentist. But the first time I got a filling done, he didn't use any...
Novocaine?
Novocaine, yeah. So
ooh,
I was just
that's scary.
Being grilled and held down and kind of screaming.
And if it was not into the pain, sadist, masochist thing.
It's a doctor torture!
What was that? Do it again, do it again.
It's a doctor torture!
Nice!
It's a doctor pain!
Yeah.
We are
an awesome little web cartoon.
Afua and I are both singers and just crazy in general. You're going to hear a lot more singing and song references.
Just let it out. Go ahead, guys.
Let
sing,
it out.
Just sing.
Let's see. What's a heavy? When I think of heavy metal, I think of what do I think
Sweet
of?
Sweet Child of Mine. Or
yeah, but I think of like what about Scorpion? Round and round.
Okay, on second thought, let's move on. Let's move on. Okay, stop,
round
Tony.
And
stop.
Round.
Stop.
What comes around goes around. I tell you
I guess
why,
I'll have to take
why,
this one. We'll be
why,
back right after the
I
messages.
I knew right from the beginning.
We don't have messages, so something. Go to something. Go to something. Unplug.
The next part of our show, let me just do a clumsy segue. Kevin Eastman, co-creator with Peter Laird. We got to get his name in as well. Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird, back in 1983. When did they actually create the Turtles?
I don't know.
I'm guessing it's around 83. But he sat down with us, was very gracious, at last week's second annual New York Comic Con. And here's our interview with Kevin Eastman.
Hello, I'm Tony Wolf with the Action Room at the New York City Comic Con, and I'm here with Kevin Eastman, the co-creator of the famous Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which came out when I was but a lad in seventh grade. And thank you for talking with us, Kevin.
Thanks for having me.
I'd like to start out just by saying I am a big fan. And is the urban legend true that it all started with a sketch on a cocktail napkin at a pizza place?
Pretty much exactly true. It was sort of like I did a sketch of a Ninja Turtle standing upright with a mask on, two nunchucks strapped to his arm, called it a Ninja Turtle. And then a typical studio one-upmanship. Peter did a version, I did a version. We ended up with this drawing with four with the logo Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on it.
Right.
And said, you know, we have to come up with a story that tells how these characters came to be.
For a while, for a couple of years, it was a hit in the comic book world, but the mainstream world did not know about it. And then I heard that a marketing guy from the business world said, you guys have a gold mine in your hands, let me market it to the mainstream. Is that how it fell out?
Pretty close. I mean, he was actually a licensing agent. He had represented a couple different other with the intellectual properties, you know, Robotech and a few other things.
Okay.
And so he was familiar with the world of licensing, how to take a concept from the drawing boards or from a cartoon or a comic book from another country or within, take it to a toy company or an animation company, sort of marry all three. When Mark Friedman came up to us, and we felt he was kind of the right guy that would let him test the waters for, you know, gave him a contract for a couple months. And he came back within that period of time with a genuine interest from a number of different people. And we sort of, that's where we started.
And it seemed like a year later, they were everywhere.
Seemed like it.
Now, when did you first take over heavy metal? And also, is heavy metal sort of the major part of your creative output and business right now? Does that take up most of your time?
Absolutely. Heavy metal takes up most of my time. I was hugely inspired by the magazine when I found the first issue off the newsstands in 1977. It influenced me, exposed me to a lot of different artists, which led me to self-publishing, which through the success of the Turtles and my self-publishing was able to purchase the magazine in the early 90s.
And are you still drawing as well sometimes? Or?
Yeah, I'm still getting time on the drawing board. I'm working on a live-action film that I'm going to be directing hopefully later this year. It's called Fistful of Blood. It was published in Heavy Metal Magazine. So I'm storyboarding that. We're working on a new animated project, a heavy metal animated project called Heavy Metal Unloaded. We're developing that with Sony BMG. So I've been storyboarding a lot of the sequences for that. And, you know, I always keep a very active sketchbook and keep myself busy.
So you're looking forward to the new CGI Turtles movie?
Very much so. I've seen about 11 minutes of footage from the film. I produced an animated Highlander movie in the same studio that was working on the Turtles CG movie. So I used to, every time I went in to work on the Highlander, I'd always go see my buddy Kevin Monroe, who directed it, and sort of see the latest work he'd been doing. And I think he's done an outstanding job of bringing the characters to life in a whole new vision. So
excellent. Well, thanks very much for talking with us, Kevin. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Tony Wolf for the Action Room with Kevin Eastman.
Dreamy.
Kevin Eastman is so dreamy.
Yeah, yes.
So, thanks very much for listening. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
What more can we say? We are at the Action Room, and you make the show special. You make the show possible. Continue listening. Spread the word. And tune in next week for lots of cool shit.
Where pop culture lives.
Where pop culture is.